Good morning. Good morning, you beautiful, beautiful people. It's your Prince of Positivity here, wishing you all a very, very special, happy, all that good stuff. Hump day. Happy mother effing Wednesday. Yeah, I'm just going to jump right into it. We don't need a special intro from me just blabbing about random shit every morning. Sometimes you just want to get to it. And I understand you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it as you go through the day. And like, you know what? I wish we would have got that fucking intro. I wish. Technically, you kind of got it now because I'm still just randomly talking and blabbing at the mouth. But what the fuck ever. If you didn't already know it, it's time for that beautiful, wonderful, oh, so beneficial daily dose. I am going to piggyback off of what I talked about yesterday because I talked about confidence and just owning it. But it's not just about owning what it is that you're going after, what you're trying to accomplish. Sometimes you have to own and be confident in the effort that you put in. See, sometimes we get so fed up when we don't accomplish anything or when we fail at something. We always tend to beat ourselves up, but we never congratulate ourselves for actually even trying or attempting it. Because the thing is that you're already ahead of the game in comparison with other people, because there are a lot of people who will talk a big game but do nothing. There's a lot of people who deal with the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and will want to have done something but never do it. And at the end of the day, they're in the same place that they were. But if you are somebody who goes out and actually attempts, just the attempt alone, even if you don't succeed, just the attempt says more about you than a lot of other people. So you have to allow yourself to be happy about that as well. Now, I'm not going to say be content with that, because if you already started, you might as well just continue to try and try and try, because you've already taken that first step, and that's making the attempt. Because once you do that, it makes it easier for you to move forward and continue to try again. And then failure breeds more of that hunger to achieve more, because when you feel that, you know what that defeat tastes like. You know what the attempt and the failure tastes like. So now you want that success. You want to know how it feels to actually accomplish it. So that fuels you to do better. So this is why you can't just allow yourself to beat yourself up because you didn't accomplish it. Yeah, you may not have accomplished it, but you tried. And I'm going to keep reiterating that because it needs to be heard. It needs to sink in. You need to be able to absorb this so that way you can understand that anything that you have done, that you are doing, or that you will do, the attempt is one of the most important things, because that's that one hump that people just can't seem to get over at times. Because you can see somebody on social media, somebody on TV doing something that you want to do. But the moment that a lot of people tend to think about the work that it takes to get there, they're automatically taken aback. And then that whole drive that they had when they see that they want something, once the realization of the necessary work that needs to be put in, reality sets in. And then it's all of a sudden, it's like, yeah, well, I want it, but man, that's a lot of work to do. And that's what separates a lot of people from the rest. And that's why you have to congratulate yourself for not falling into that trap where you see something that you want, but then you shy away from the actual work. Or you go and look for the easy route and try to look for that get success quick scheme, because there's a lot out there. Trust me. But congratulate yourself. Give yourself enough credit to understand that just taking the initiative, just attempting, speaks volumes. So, moving forward, anything that you want to do, anything that you have in mind, anything that you're passionate about or that you think that you may want, just take the first step. Just give it a try. Attempt it. And the moment that you attempt it, you'll know right then and there if it's something that you want to do or if it's something that you don't want to do. But it's like the questions that never get asked and don't get answered because they're never asked. If you do not try, then you will never know. Or if you do not try, it's always going to be a failure. So, what do you have to lose? So, with that said, you're beautiful. I love you. You're all very fucking amazing. And as always, stay humble, hustle hard, spread that love. Get out there and just try to make it happen. Just try. And until next time, you beautiful, beautiful people. Salud.